92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It is definitely live and definitely local for all of Northern Nevada. Not just Washoe County, not just Carson, not just Douglas. I'm talking Churchill and Lyon and wherever you're from. And even England. You know, when Kevin calls in to show us how this is going on all over the world, what we're going through right now. Let me throw some things out there at you. And that is Monica at 991fmtalk.com. My email, which I, it's been so busy that I was actually up late last night. Early this morning, 3 o'clock, finally responded to my last email from Thursday. Lots of emails coming in from you, and I appreciate that. Because so much I get from what you send me, what you say, and that's what makes this our show. It brings us together, and it gives all of us the information that we need to move forward successfully. Because that's what we need to do, move forward. Don't let the governor's shackles of tyranny, keeping Nevada in phase two, which is a bunch of BS because of increased coronavirus cases, because it's set up that way. It's to set up that you are in fear, you are in panic to go out and live your life. And different terminology, gosh darn it, you need to live your life. What we're going through right now is so unconstitutional. And anytime your rights are taken away, it is always, always going to be under the guise of your safety. Your protection. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't need the government to protect me. I don't need them to keep me safe. I can do that all on my own. I need them to get up out of my business. And you should be thinking the exact same thing. Because what we're going through right now is ridiculous. This is no more than a bad flu. It's how the media and the Democrats have marketed it to you. But it's not just the media and the Democrats. Because the Democrats and a number of Republicans are a part of something bigger. Just ask the Bushes. Ask why George W. Bush, his entire career, was in government that some of it you don't know about. Because people weren't following the histories of the people that we elect. They just knew that George W. Bush was the vice president to Ronald Reagan. Everybody loved him. He was forceful and he said, "Read my lips. No new taxes." This man controlled the CIA. You stop and ask yourself why we have so many three-letter organizations. NHS, DOD, DOJ, CIA, again, they're worth mentioning twice, FBI. Shouldn't we just have one organization that works together to protect the citizens of this country from outside sources or even inside sources? Threats, foreign and domestic. Remember that? Wow, there's so much stuff going on right now. I have access to so much more information that I try to spoon feed you. So you don't give up. So you don't think this is impossible. Because we are literally in a war once again. They're trying to make it look like a civil war, but it's more than that. It is World War III right now. The beginnings of it. Because there are people outside of this country who want everything that we have, who don't want us to have it and enjoy it. And they believe if they just keep tying our hands and tying our hands that we'll get tired and give in. I've told you for years now that this is already a socialist country. And people choose not to believe me. They choose to ignore the fact that we have released so much of our power that I honestly believe we have to fight to get it back. What your role in that is going to be up to you. Quick email here at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Thank you, Brian. Monica, please address the real issue, why we need to wear masks. It is not to prevent us from getting the virus, but to help us prevent from spreading it to other people. Per CDC, I have yet to, I'm assuming that would be here, your argument on that. Really? Brian? You want to think about that for a minute? I mean, truly think about that. In even what you just wrote, it is not preventing us from getting the virus, but to help us prevent from spreading it to other people. If it doesn't prevent you from getting the virus, how is it going to prevent other people from getting it just because you're wearing a mask? I don't care what CDC.gov says. The CDC, the World Health Organization, HIS, or let's see, National Institute of Health, NIH. Doesn't matter. Look on the side of the box of what you're wearing. It says, does not, you know what? I need to take a step back there from just a second. Just read the box, Brian. And wash your hands. That's what's going to help prevent the spread of any virus. Let me ask you a question, Brian. Are we going to shut down for every flu? Are we going to shut down for the Norwalk virus? Transmitted the same way. Touching surfaces, be around people, touch your face. When does it stop? When does it end, Brian? When do we stop shutting down our economy? When do we stop? When do we stop killing people's businesses? When do we stop? I prefer the email that I got earlier from a couple. Appreciate it so much. Oh, and by the way, if you can't do the research yourself, because I keep telling you and you don't like what I say, you chalk it up that that's not true, then you're ignorant. Find out who has massive stakes and funding for the CDC, for the World Health Organization, for the United Nations. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rothschild Foundation. This is all big money. Big money and little people. And it's all about controlling the little people. So, Brian, if that's okay with you, then yeah. We are not on the same page. Not by far. Because I prefer in personal responsibility. I prefer to live my life the way that it was intended to be lived. In freedom, in personal responsibility. Do you think anybody wants to infect anybody else? Do you think that they're going to these rallies to protect our freedoms? Shaking hands and hugging and showing solidarity because they want that person to get sick and die? What I would prefer is to have officials in New York, California, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Washington State come out and admit either purposely, my opinion, or by accident, put the most vulnerable people among us at risk by exposing them to this virus. By putting a sick patient with a healthy patient. By having nurses and attendants wearing the same PPE from room to room to room to room. Why government representatives remove their family members from nursing homes and put them up in hotels while other people's mothers and fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers and aunts and uncles died. Could they not see that coming? We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with the poll question, because there's so much more going on here. It's not about a virus. It's not about you wearing masks. It's about stealing everything that we hold dear. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
You know, I wish I had a better producer that would tell me how much time I have left before I take a bite of my protein bar. No, I love my producer. He's the best. He keeps me out of trouble. He's like, don't say that. I know what you're thinking. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And not just talk, but questions too. So please log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the Star Spangled Banner be replaced with America the Beautiful? Here we are in the buildup, the week, now less than a week, to July 4th. Not the 4th of July. It's July 4th, 2020, Independence Day. And this is what people are trying to do. They're trying to remove the Star Spangled Banner and replace it with America the Beautiful, this land is your land, you know, this land is my land. I think they probably want to change the words to that. This land is my land, your land is my land. Yeah. I want to know how you feel about that. So not only is the yes and no on there, but so is the other, where you can post your own answer. And that's always fun, because some people agree with you and they just click on your answer rather than the yes or no I put in. Yesterday's poll question, will you comply with the governor's mandate for everyone to wear a mask at all times when you are in public, when you are in private, when you are inside or outside, when you can't social distance? 24% said yes. 76% of those participating said no. Thank you for participating in the poll. And thank you to Nissan of Carson City for sponsoring our poll. I try to ask you serious questions. And I try to lead you in the direction to understand that there's a reason for these questions. That this is what's going on around us right now. And I need to ask for your help. I'm going to close my computer here so I don't get distracted. I need to ask for your help, honestly. Because as we build up to the most important holiday that we celebrate here in this country, so important that even other countries celebrate it for us and with us, that there's something going on behind the scenes, and I want you to be ready for it. Because sometimes people work by dates, and they plan, and they plan, and they plan things to carry out things on certain dates. And I can tell you in no great detail that this holiday weekend, you need to be prepared. You absolutely 100% need to be prepared to either shelter in place or to get out and protect your communities, wherever you live. On Saturday, there are going to be BLM protests in Carson City, especially around our monuments, around the Capitol. And their numbers keep growing. We made fun of them a couple of months ago because there was only 4 or 5 people out there. But every weekend, that number has doubled and tripled because of people, strangers, outsiders, flying, driving, and busing into our area. Because the numbers aren't here. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they are domestic terror groups. Funded by people who want anarchy in this country, who want to divide us by race, by class, by sex, by religion. And you need to stand up this weekend and say, I will not have it. There's also going to be, at 11 o'clock, a peaceful rally to point out to Governor Sisolak that we're done with the masks. We refuse to wear masks. And even law enforcement is coming forward and saying, and we refuse to enforce that mandate. Because some people believe in the oath that they take to protect the Constitution of the United States in America and the people who live by that Constitution, Americans. But outside sources are trying to make that impossible. So this weekend, there's probably going to be fireworks, but not the kind that you were expecting. We'll be back after this Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this gorgeous Tuesday, the lead up to Independence Day, July 4th. Please explain to the kids, help educate them of what this day is really about. I'm kind of glad we're shut down. I'm kind of glad we're in this situation. Maybe it is a new learning experience for people to understand why we have this country at all. Why we are not under British rule. Wouldn't that be great? Tried to get these things taught in the school, you know, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. But that was shot down in our legislature. Wouldn't even get a hearing. It's more important to teach kids how many genders there are than their freedoms. But you have the freedom to call and text, to email me, to go online and answer our poll question. So let's talk to you this morning. Talk and text at 884-9910. One of my favorite calls in the morning always brings me bright spirits is Terry. Hi, Terry. Thanks for calling the show today.
Good morning, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. What do you have for us today?
Well, what happened was this morning, my grandson wakes up at about 6 and he comes banging on my door. Boom, boom, boom. He said, what's up, Bubba? What's up? And he says, the horses, they're outside, Papa. They're outside. One of them's looking in my window, I think. So I get up and go look. And sure enough, they're all over the property. There's probably I'd say 7 or 8 of them. I didn't have a chance to get a picture, but and I said, "Is there water in their bowl?" "I don't think so, Papa," he says. I think the water bowl is empty. They drink it all every time." So I told him, "Well, we can't water them right now. We can't go out there when they're out there." But yeah, they were sure enough. They came. Well, we've watered them a couple times now, so now they know where the water source is.
And well, we're going to have to get you a bigger bowl.
Yeah,
we're going to have to get you a trough.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is go get one of them kiddie pools or one of them watering troughs. But yeah, it was kind of funny because they were all over the property. I've noticed that when I give them water, they don't destructive and knock over the swamp coolers and stuff. They kind of drink the water and go. Now my grandson says, "Well, Papa, let's get a bale of hay and put it out there. Then they'll have food and water." So I figured I'd tell you about that this morning. Oh, yeah, we thought of a new name for the governor. We're calling him Dumalak.
Dumalak. I like that, and I like that your grandson is helping come up with the new names.
Yeah.
Terry, make sure, try to get me a picture next time and send it in so I can post it on the website.
I'm going to keep the camera right near this next time because I know they're coming around now. They found out where the water is. Have a good day, Monica.
You too, Terry. Thank you so much for the call, and bless you and your grandson, your entire family. Bless you. Boy, you don't really hear that much anymore, do you? Bless you. It just, you hear it when people sneeze. Like, why? What's that? You only think about God when somebody sneezes? Or do you at all? We remove him from the schools. We remove him from, pretty much everything in our life. Somebody asked, "Why does God let this happen?" It's like, are you serious? The deaths, the destruction, the evil massing and going on around us is not God's fault. And he's not letting it happen. We're the ones that are letting it happen. He gave us free will. He's just watching to see what we do with it and how we destroy ourselves. And when I talk to you about the higher-ups, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the ones who have been ruling the world and using all of us as puppets, he's got to be wondering, what the heck? I gave them all of this. I gave them free will. I gave them instinct, intuition, that gut feeling. And we just ignore it all. Mindless zombies looking at screens rather than the wonder of a child looking out their window and seeing a wild horse stare back at them. The beauty of the mountains, the beauty of the clouds, the swirls we get, the zephyrs, and no explanation. We just ignore it and move on, like we ignore him. We're in the situation we are in today because we have let masters of disguise and manipulation into every walk of our life. And I've been telling you for close to a year now that there is a local organization that is funded by Soros's Open Societies Foundation by the name of ACTION, ACTION. You can look it up for yourself. Infiltrating especially religious organizations. So whatever church that you go to, if you do go to church, you might have seen them. But this is what they recently put out here in Reno. Breonna Taylor was killed while sleeping in her bed. Ahmaud Arbery was killed while jogging. Tony Dade was killed in his neighborhood in front of frightened neighbors and witnesses. George Floyd was killed with a police officer's knee on his neck. So many more have been killed unnecessarily. Their lives mattered. We cannot turn away from the death and devastation happening around us. So they are asking people in the churches and in the community to wear all black clothes. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag I Can't Breathe. Teachers, T-shirts in solidarity. Bring a picture of loved ones. This is interesting, though. They're also using the term hashtag fire racist cop, all racist cops. Defund most policing functions and replace them with community-based alternatives. Reconstruct remaining police functions to ensure community trust and legitimacy. Do you know what happens with community-based alternatives? Do you even know what that is? Do you know that an officer is highly likely to die when knocking on the door of a domestic dispute? Something that these people want to send social workers to? Do you know what happens when community-based alternatives are infiltrated by gang members? People like MS-13? Do you know what happens when you reconstruct a police force to your will? Community against community. People afraid to come out of their homes, intimidated by those who are supposed to protect them. You just saw the exact thing happen in Seattle, in Chaz. A 19-year-old was murdered under this authority. Two other people in critical condition. This isn't how we live, and it's not how we rule. It's because this is what the left wants. And this is happening right here in Northern Nevada. And we are letting it happen. The reason that I bring you this is because, is this really what you believe should be coming from the churches? Because action, this team, these people who want to bring the heat in every city and state across the country during your day of worship, will you join clergy around the country in building a circle of protection for the loved ones in your community? That's what they preach. They don't preach law and order. They don't preach love and the will of God. They teach vigilantism. I don't want to live by rule of vigilantism. And that's exactly what these people are setting up. That's exactly what they're setting up across the country. They will tear law enforcement down and they will build it back up as a nationalized, federalized system. And we cannot have that. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more of your comments and your concerns right after this, starting with Ryan on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love having you with me on this Tuesday. Yes, get excited. It's Tuesday. This Saturday, we celebrate our independence on July 4th. And there's just no better time to celebrate our independence and really educate the people as to what it means. Today's poll question, love to hear from you. Should the Star Spangled Banner be replaced with America the Beautiful or something else? Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we greatly appreciate them so much. Talk about being part of a community. Should the Star Spangled Banner be replaced with America the Beautiful or something else? I hope you stick around. It 11 o'clock, 11:05, we are going to have a huge, huge history lesson. Massive history lesson. I hope you stay with me after 11. You are not going to want to miss this. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. He wants to talk about cancellation of events, and basically everything has been canceled. I can't think of anything that's even half interesting or fun that we make money off of for our communities and our state that's going on this year. Ryan, thanks for calling the show today.
You're welcome. Well, you exactly hit it right on the head, because lately, let's see, in the past month, they canceled there's no rib cook-off this year, no air races this year. And I mean, the air races, you can easily social distance, but I guess that they're worried about their insurance liability.
Yeah.
And basically, it seemed like, I mean, we're lucky we didn't get any special events. And maybe the Reno air balloon races, I mean, we're lucky to get that. And the special events, they drive in, they're like the, they help during the summer, they help drive in the taxes. So,
well, you have a lot of hotels and mom and pop
hotel
businesses
taxes.
Not just their taxes, the money that they bring in, that's how they survive throughout the entire year, you know, from the money also, that they make.
And also the vendors. Also think of the vendors that they figured last year they spend like 80-90% of their money after they get done with the year, paying for their hotel room for the year to begin with for next year for the event. For example, okay, let's take the rib cook off. Or they pay for the whole, they're getting a spot, they sign up for their spot, put a deposit for the hotel room, and then and pay off all their bills that they have, and whatever profit that they have left, they reinvest into their supply for next year. But now because of everything being canceled, they're probably going to go broke because of the fact, how am I supposed to? And that's another, you know, I mean, and one more thing before you go to break is that I didn't like how this governor came up with this, you know, the coming off the renters, kicking off the renter, getting rid of the renter moratorium in just like only 4 days.
That seems kind
of fishy to me.
It seems very fishy, especially, Ryan, since a lot of these people who are going to be removed off of that service still haven't even gotten their unemployment checks yet.
Ding,
so,
ding, ding.
Ryan, ding, 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 Ryan, thank you so much for the call. And it's just, it's an awakening for people of how we're being controlled. Quick email here at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You said on your show about no mask rally, but I missed where and when. Would you please update me on the time, the location, the date? Thank you. I have never worn a mask. during the whole fake virus, and I refuse to wear one now. We are going to be rallying at the state capitol. That's right, Carson City, the state capitol, at 11 o'clock. If you feel the need to wear a mask, that's fine. But I'm not going to have one on. And I know a lot of people aren't going to have one on. Because the 60 or so people that met there just last week, no masks, because they get it. It's not about masks. It's about manipulation. And John, thank you for even considering coming down, because I think this is how we should be spending our Independence Day, showing our independence. It's not just, you know, a Will Smith movie. Independence Day should be the most important day in America. We need to take it back to that. So I hope I see you 11 o'clock Saturday in Carson City at the state capitol. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show, live and local. We'll get back to your questions, your comments, and your concerns after this.